What kind of hostility do Christians encounter? When does hostility become persecution? And how can we respond? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month is Standing Firm, A Christian Response to Hostility and Persecution. You can browse before you buy at issuesetc.org or call Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040. Standing Firm is written by scientist Dr. Jesse Yao. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month, Standing Firm, A Christian Response to Hostility and Persecution.
It was no federal funding could go to stem cell research or to embryonic cell research. Uh-huh. The fetal tissue was taken out of that. So we continued to send tissue to people like NIH. Uh-huh. Even though the government was paying for it, fetal tissue weren't put in that little box, embryonic, because it's different. Now uh-huh. they're trying to make abortion illegal, and that's where we get our tissue.
That's an excerpt from the latest, the ninth of the Undercover Planned Parenthood videos. Right there, someone explaining that the supply chain for fetal tissue, that is the body parts of aborted babies, is abortion. That's the key to the supply chain. If they make abortion illegal, that's where we get our tissue, she says. Joining us to respond to the latest Undercover Planned Parenthood video, Scott Klusendorf. He's a regular guest. He's president of Life Training Institute and author of the book, The Case for Life, Equipping Christians to Engage the Culture. Scott, welcome back.
Good to be with you, Todd, as always.
Talk to someone listening to us who hasn't had the stomach to watch any of these videos. They've read about them and things like that, and they're concerned, but they haven't watched any of them. How would you summarize what we've learned over the last month and a half, 2 months?
Yeah, and I get that people don't want to watch these videos, but I will tell you, Todd, that if you look at the history of social reform movements in the United States, Great Britain, and the Western world for the last two centuries, imagery has driven social change. And though it's tough viewing, these images of aborted fetuses, these images of Planned Parenthood officials selling their body parts for profit, they change how people feel about abortion, which is a necessary predicate to changing how they think and ultimately behave about it. So I would encourage all Christians to share these videos on social media through their Twitter and Facebook accounts. Get the word out about it. For someone who looks at these videos, Todd, and says, wow, what have we learned? Well, we've learned a couple of things. Number one, we've learned that abortion is gruesome stuff. And that's something people need to be reminded of, not just with words, but with imagery that conveys truth that words alone could never convey. Nobody thinks it's odd when someone who is giving a lecture on the Vietnam War uses images of naked children running from a village that's just been napalmed. And the same is true with abortion. There are people, if they don't see it, they won't change their views. Second thing we've learned. The abortion industry is going to fight back. If we think that they're just going to lay over because we expose them in their wickedness, we're wrong if we think that. They are going to fight back. They've been fighting back, and we haven't even begun to see what they're going to throw at pro-lifers in the days and weeks ahead. So we shouldn't be surprised by that. We should be vigilant to stick to the message. And the message is this: abortion intentionally kills an innocent human being. Don't let Planned Parenthood distract you with ad hominem attacks about the people who made these videos or about how pro-lifers are distorting what Planned Parenthood is all about. All of that is a mirage, a decisive move by Planned Parenthood to get us off message.
And the message, and it cannot be repeated enough because it is so easy to be distracted. Mm-hmm. And partly because there is so much to be concerned about here, but the message has to be centered on who is the unborn.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what? That comes out in these videos. In this latest video that you just mentioned, the ninth one, you see Perrin Lawton, who's a representative for Advanced Bioscience Resources, talking about intact fetuses that just kind of slip out. And then she says these haunting words, and it's just sickening to hear. She says, speaking of these fetuses that just slip out, they have a smell. It's just not right. It's kind of icky, she says, of these children. And she's referring to children that they've intentionally killed by injecting drugs into the womb to kill them and they just slip out so they can have an intact specimen then to use that child for organ donation. Sick stuff, but the public needs to know it.
So we're having this presented to us in graphic imagery. We're also hearing it from the horse's mouth, so to speak. We're listening to people at both ends of, and this is just a terribly crass way to describe it. We're listening, talking to people, hearing from people at both ends of the supply chain in this thing. But that's really what it is, isn't it, Scott?
Oh, it is. And you see that Planned Parenthood, despite all their claims to the contrary, has been in bed with people who sell and harvest fetal baby parts. And they can deny it all they want on the news shows. They can keep sending out their president to try to deny it. But the films are clear. And by the way, don't fall for the lie that these films are not accurate, that they've been heavily doctored. There's a world of difference between editing a film so that you can concisely and accurately convey its core contents and heavily doctoring a film where you change the essential message of the film to something else that it really isn't saying. There is no evidence whatsoever that these films have been heavily doctored. They've been edited, as all video presentations are, but they have not been edited in a way that falsifies the essential truths that are being conveyed. And that's, we know that because we've got the unedited clips that are out there that anyone who wants to can go look up and see.
There have been kind of political actions here, and a lot of the news coverage has focused on the back and forth between Planned Parenthood and Congress, and then the producer of these videos and Congress as well. That's important to pay attention to, but it's not the most important thing, is it, Scott?
Well, it's certainly important, but here's the thing to be, I think we need to be aware of, Todd. If the goal here, if victory is defined as using these videos to defund Planned Parenthood at the federal level, we're setting ourselves up for defeat. We do not have the votes in Congress, and even if we did muster the votes, we certainly don't have the votes to override a presidential veto. That's not going to happen as long as this president is in power. And it's certainly not going to happen without Democrats losing a fair number of seats in the next election, which looks a little bit doubtful at this point. So if the goal here is defund Planned Parenthood, and that's our only sign of victory, we are setting ourselves up for defeat. The goal should be this, Todd, public education. Use this as a teachable moment to put abortion before the American public, let them see it for what it is, and use that as a foundation to change how people feel and ultimately how they think and behave.
I've thought from the beginning, knowing that there were going to be perhaps a dozen of these videos, that the end result of this is not just a series of videos that build upon one another, but a genuine, bona fide, well-produced documentary that actually brings it all together into one message. And it seems to me that's almost imperative at this point. How useful would such a documentary be to the kind of work that you do?
Oh, very. In fact, it's interesting you bring this up. Fox News is going to air such a documentary, I believe, on the 5th. I could double check that, but I'm almost sure it's September 5th that is going to air. And that documentary is going to pull all this together and will be very helpful for pro-life advocates in conveying the truth of what's really going on here.
I think the one thing that really frustrates Planned Parenthood, and I want to come back to your excellent point about images being able to convey in addition to, but more than words can. One of the most fascinating things here is that Planned Parenthood has no images to show to counterbalance what has been exposed about what happens in their clinics. They have nothing, they cannot show us anything that wouldn't make it exponentially worse. What are your thoughts there, Scott?
Well, you're correct, but here's what Planned Parenthood does have, Todd. They have stories, and this is very troubling to me. When pro-lifers try to take the focus of the abortion debate away from the act of intentionally killing an innocent human being and placing it on women telling their stories about how abortion harmed them, we are going to lose that fight if the debate gets framed around stories. And here's why. The other side has a living woman right in front of them that can say, hey, that abortion saved my life. I had to have it. And even if you think it was wrong, don't impose your views on me when I would have lost everything I know had I not had access to safe and legal abortion. That narrative is not going to be overcome by our side simply telling its subjective stories. The only way to fight that is exactly the way you just said. You show the imagery of what abortion is, and the sickening reality of what that is overcomes the subjective stories that you get from the other side.
Scott Klusendorf is president of Life Training Institute, author of the book The Case for Life, Equipping Christians to Engage the Culture. You can purchase this book at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Scott, thank you very much for your time this afternoon.
Todd, always good to be on your excellent program.
When we come back, Dr. Michael Eschelbach is going to be our guest. We're going to go into part four of our five-part series with him on new questions and answers from the New Testament. We're going to talk a little bit about God's law, about Christian worship, about spiritual gifts, male and female relationships. We actually touched on that a little bit last time we were talking with him, and then also the Christian life. That's part four of our five-part series on New Testament questions and answers with Dr. Michael Eschelbach. Now, you can join us in Hour 2 of Issues, etc. Feel free to give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or our beloved on-demand listeners, feel free to use the Issues Etc. comment line anytime you listen, any place you listen, 618-223-8382, 618-223-8382. How do we approach the subject of God's law? We're going to take up that subject with Dr. Michael Eschelbach on the other side of the break and how it relates to things like worship, spiritual gifts, male-female relationships, and the Christian life. Part four of our five-part series on New Testament questions and answers. We'll be talking about all of that with Dr. Michael Eschelbach, professor of New Testament at Concordia University, Irvine, California, and author of the Big Book of New Testament Questions and Answers. The big question, really, actually, probably for the second hour, is that issue of worship. People often say there's nothing in the New Testament that talks about worship. Sure, there's a lot in the Old Testament that talks about worship. Is that true? We'll take up that question on the other side of the break. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
The grace of God, the church's music, the Lord's Supper every service, every Sunday, preaching Christ crucified and risen, our hope for years to come. There is hope in St. Louis, Hope Lutheran Church, that is, 5218 Neosho Street, St. Louis, Missouri. Find us on the web at hopelutheranstl.org.
Lutheran Talk.
In Lutheranism, I come as a guilty sinner in need of hearing the forgiving words of Christ every single time I gather. Every single time.
Lutheran music. The new Lutheran Public Radio app. Download for iPhone, Android, Windows Phone, and Kindle at issuesetc.org.